بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد in the Quran Kareem in reference to the day of judgment there are many names for the day of judgment yawmul hasrat day of regret yawmul jaza day of recompensation Similarly, ayat upon ayat describing the scenes of the day of judgment, doomsday. Somewhere Allah Ta'ala says, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ If we're familiar with basic Arabic, we get different time zones. One is the present, one is the past, and one is the future. That means when something is in the future, it will be described that this is going to happen. But with regards to the blowing of the trumpet, Allah says in the Quran Kareem, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ That the trumpet has already been blown. So ulama draw a point from here, that when it is already in the past tense, trumpet already blown, indicates the surety of Qiyamah that is going to come. Like, in our terms to understand it, say we're doing some delivery work or somebody needs some commodities from us. So the person says, is my consignment ready? You say it's already there, but it hasn't left the warehouse. It's a language of surety to say that it's definitely going to happen. So one of the verses with regards to Qiyamat is from Suratul Hashr, wherein Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ Translation of this verse, O those who believe, fear Allah Ta'ala, and everyone must consider what he or she has sent ahead for tomorrow. وَلْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ Consider what you have sent for tomorrow. Then the balance of the verse, and fear Allah, surely Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of what you do. With regards to how Allah Ta'ala points out the reality of Qiyamat, He's telling us that everyone should consider what he has sent for tomorrow. Now we know tomorrow is Saturday. But the term in the Quran Kareem, wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat li ghad, ghad means tomorrow. It means that Qiyamat is so close. It's not something that is in the distance. It's not something that is a figment of imagination. It's something that a person has to have in front of him or her all the time, which is actually the governing body of what a person will do. Then, what else do we take from this verse? وَلْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ That he should consider what I have sent in front. When a person does consideration, the entire Ramadan, the first 10 days, was about this contemplation. So this consideration that what have I stored up in the Akhirat? What have I sent ahead? A person that doesn't do checks and balances on a business, that it will go in a deficit. A person who's running a vehicle, often we see these truckers, if you just pay attention to them, before taking a journey, they will take a metal rod and they will hit the tires. They are checking whether the pressure is still in the tires for the onward journey. So, وَلْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ I got to check what I have sent ahead. So this brings us to a point, حَاسِبُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا That take account of ourself before our accounting is taken. It's such a nice way. Check your luggage, whether it's 20 kilos, before going to check in at the airport. Check I don't have any liquids and sharp objects in my carry case, which is going to hamper me when I'm going to be boarding the flight. So this is hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. Do I have baggage for Qiyamah? Are there sharp objects in my luggage on the day of Qiyamah that's going to turn me away from green light and make me go through red light. So then further on this verse, he says, Wattaqullah. Allah Ta'ala starts off in the beginning that Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha, fear Allah. Then again in the verse, Wattaqullah. Ulama say that here, Wattaqullah points to this idea that whatever we are sending forth, don't let it be fake. Don't let it be something that is not genuine. But do things with ikhlas. Do things with sincerity. So my beloved listeners, looking at today's date, we are about just over 1 month past Ramadan Sharif. Correct? Let's do a little bit of accounting. I'll do my accounting, you do your accounting. From Eid's day to Yawmul Jumu'ah, which is also like an Eid in a Muslim's life. So today being May, if memory serves me correct, today is the 9th of May, right? So from Eid's day to 9th of May, Yawmul Jumu'ah, can I safely say I read more than one page of Quran? Where is my Quran Sharif Tilawat? Is it that I'm still grappling where I left the Quran in Muflihun and I haven't gone on into Surah Al-Baqarah? Have I finished even one juz after the month of Ramadan? That's one question. Number two, Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. With regards to my interaction with people, now, each and every person should rather take stock of himself with regards to interaction with people. Better do it in this world when for sure it's going to be done in the next world. Like one person says that we are crossing a bridge. If you can fulfill my rights on this bridge, it will be better than me taking my rights on that bridge. That bridge is a bridge that we're going to give our rights to everybody, whoever we owe something. So this idea of stock taking and checking ourselves all the time is very, very important. And it was the habit of the people of the past, which is actually dying in this time due to ego, due to pride, or whatever other agenda there is, that people are very scared for coming in front of somebody on a private basis and telling them, tell me the color of the day. Tell me the color of the day. What does it mean? We're living with our wife and children. We're living with our parents, our siblings, our best friend. Now we're living in this world where people are pampering us, where people are putting us up, either for two reasons. One reason is they're putting us up for their own agenda. In other words, they need something from us. They have to be good to us. If they don't scratch our back, then we don't scratch their back. So a good portion of the people existing around us are just going with the flow so that they can function. And another portion of life is functioning with us. This is important. They don't want to upset the apple cart. I can't tell him anything, because if I have to tell him one thing about something, he's going to blow his top off. Now ulama say that two people can't learn anything. One person who's very shy, he'll never ask, so he'll remain where he is. The second person, in retrospect of what we are speaking about, he's a proud person. So we need a genuine companion, a genuine buddy, a genuine chum, a genuine pal, whatever word you want to use. And that person, you must tell him, look here, I give you a guarantee and assurance that after you point out to me what it is, I won't even question you. Now the files will open up. You know what? You speak like this, you sit like that, you talk like this, you park like that, you drive like this, your business dealings are like this, at sometimes you are cold, at sometimes you are absent-minded. Really, that's me. At that moment, now look at it. وَالْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسُمْ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْشُ. Isn't the Quran is telling us, check what I have sent in front. So if a person can point out to me a small water or oil leak before the journey to Cape Town, isn't that is a plus factor? Or is it better to be past Mossel Bay or somewhere around Port Elizabeth and now the engine ceases? Which is better? So this of retrospection and getting someone to do a whole, what you call, CAT scan on me, you know, a spiritual CAT scan, Because we're not doing it for ourselves. But if this is heard by 1,000 people, then 999 will not do it because of the fear of the files opening up. Or the thought that I'm already there. In Gujarati language, you say, U ponche loche. Where are you going to... Who can check out my files? You know who am I? You know what am I? I'm this person, that, I'm that, I'm this, I do so much of that. So that is why he won't come forward. But keep this verse on these verses of Qiyamat. Yawmul Hasrat, the day of regret. Yawmul Jaza, the day of recompense. And what Quran says, Wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. Check what I have sent in front. The only way I can check, if I do my check and balances, may Allah Ta'ala give us on this Yawmul Jum'ah the ability to make hisab before our hisab. Hasibu qabla antuhasabu. Wa akhiru da'wana.